Bob Bertog joins us on Wednesdays. Hey, it's Wednesday. Bob, let's plow as much ground as we can here in anticipation of the president's speech or talk, press conference about student loan forgiveness, $10,000 or $20,000 or none, depending on who you are. You're the president of Bertog Landscaping in Wheeling. How have you been?
Good. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. I could use a little more rain than I've been getting.
Tell me about it. I could, too.
Oh, why do you say that?
Because we haven't had rain for, I think we're about an inch and a half below where we should be for the month.
Well, that's not your problem. You're just the guy that installs the stuff, right?
No, we maintain it as well.
Oh, you do that? That's
yes.
Part of your service?
Yes.
So what does that mean? You're mowing lawns and pulling weeds and stuff like that?
Correct.
But if the lawn is brown, what are you going to do?
If the lawn is brown now, it either needs water or it could be a disease. Diseases are really prevalent right now after we just hit that hot, humid weather.
You know, I got some grass seed that we put down in this one area, and some of it came in dark green, and then some of it is a light green. It looks like it's not the same. What do you think that's all about?
It depends. Like I always say every week, read the label so you know where the seed came from and what's in the seed, because a bluegrass will look different than a fescue versus you know, then there's the different sun and shade. So if you just got a mix of everything, you don't know what's in the bucket.
For Bob Bertog, how do I get rid of gnats on the soil? I tried spraying hydrogen peroxide on the soil, and that's not working.
Kitchen chemistry again.
You don't like that?
No, I'm not a big fan of it. I would find something, an insecticide that has tick. Did she say ticks?
Gnats.
Gnats. Look for something with gnats on the label.
My clematis has not bloomed for 2 years. What's up with that, says 708.
Probably pruning it at the wrong time or not enough sun.
So when's the right time to prune a clematis? Everything's in the fall, right?
Or early spring, but if you're going to do a deep prune on a clematis, you're going to lose flowers the following season because you are cutting some buds off.
But didn't you say last week that sometimes you really do need to kind of aggressively cut away from some of the main branches?
Yes, about every 2 to 3 years you should do a heavy pruning to thin out the shrubs, take out the oldest canes, and they'll like dogwoods and forsythia. Those are especially vulnerable where they need to be pruned.
This is another crabgrass question.
Okay.
Something that kills crabgrass will not kill my regular grass?
That's correct.
It knows the difference.
It's a selective herbicide. And the problem with crabgrass this year is we had all that rain in the spring, and that flushed out anybody that put down a pre-emergent. It didn't do anything because it flushed through the thatch layer so quickly.
Hi, John. Got a question for Bob. I continue to get growth around the trunk of my flowering crab trees. Tons of mulch does not work. Is the mulch idea that it's just there won't be enough sun there, and therefore the whatever it is that's grown won't grow? Is that the idea?
Typically, grass will not grow in a shady area like that under a tree. Plus, the tree will always win out on the fight for the nutrients. So that's why it's just best to mulch it.
312-981-7200. Ken has a question for you. Ken, you're on WGN. How can we help you?
Hi, Bob. I was just wondering if you could recommend a dye that I could use on my grass. Like they use on the golf courses. I'd like to dye my grass in some areas.
There's probably some commercial products you can get. I would probably just Google it because a lot of, unless you know somebody at Wrigley Field or Comiskey where they actually do that in the spring before.
But didn't you once say that you do that too? You recommend or sometimes just color it green?
Well, I'm saying people do that. We don't do that. We fertilize and water, and it does it naturally. But
some people would spray something on the grass,
yep.
And it would color it?
Yep.
And would that be, but the grass is going to grow, you're going to mow it, right?
Absolutely. It'd be for special occasions, or sports fields do it a lot.
Is that what your occasion is going to be, Ken?
Well, my property looks like a golf course, so I want it to look more like a golf course.
Yeah. Okay, sorry I don't have a brand name for you right now, but that's an intriguing idea. Bob Bertog, the landscape expert, the president of Bertog Landscaping, joins us on Wednesdays about this time. And while we have some time, let's take a call from Jan. You're on WGN. Hi, Jan.
Good afternoon. And hi to Bob specifically. No offense, John. I have a backyard that's in dappled to deep shade, and it has been diagnosed with a condition called Poa trivialis. So there are some dark spots that look like, oh, this is grub damage, but it's not grub damage. Other than actually ripping out the entire lawn and reseeding, Is there anything that I can do?
Well, Poa trivialis is actually a seed that's blended to grow in the shade. It's very thin, though. Anything you put in the shade is going to be a thin seed. There's trivialis is a less expensive shade seed. There's another one called Poa supina, and that's a very expensive seed, but it does really well in dense shade. I would try and continue to incorporate new seed. Don't over-fertilize it, and don't overwater it.
Okay. What is the other dense shade grass that's very expensive, but seems to do better?
It's in the Poa family, and it's called Poa supina.
Supina.
S-U-P-I-N-A.
Okay.
Good luck to you on that. So a topical treatment, you don't have to replace the whole yard.
No.
If I were going to, like, replace the whole yard, though, would you put down sod or would you put down seed?
If it's shade, I'd put seed. If it's sunny, I'd put sod.
If it's shade, you would put seed. If it's sunny, you would put sod.
Right, because all your sod farms are in full sun.
Right, I got it. Okay. Mike, you're on WGN. How can we help you with Bob Bertog? You're on the air.
Hi, Bob. I've got yews near the driveway on the sidewalk, and it's about 14 inches over the sidewalk, so I tried to prune them back, and I've been working on them since March, and I thought I'd get some budding, you know, so that, you know, some green there, so I could cut more branch off, but I'm not getting any budding. The only growth that's occurring is on the ends. Do you have any idea? Because if I do chop them up to the sidewalk line, I'm going to have a, you know, skeletal U, at least on the sidewalk side. Any ideas?
It's a long process. It's going to be 3 years before it fills in.
Wow.
At least. But you'll start seeing the buds next spring. And I wouldn't be doing that in the heat of the summer either. You did it in March, that's fine, but I would let it grow out for the summer, and then you can hit it again next spring. But give it time. You got to be patient.
Okay. In terms of the sidewalk thing, I'm going to have to cut it up to the sidewalk. So if I do that, is there still a chance it'll grow, and if I have to cut it now?
There's a chance it'll grow. I would really think about it, maybe budget to do a replacement with something else, or you can go back in with yews as well, because they are a slow grower.
Okay, good luck to you on that. Hey, John, please ask Bob, when in the fall should I fertilize my grass, and what should I use?
You put in a winterizer fertilizer sometime in October before the first heavy frost, and make sure you take all the leaves off first and then put the fertilizer down.
What kind do I put down?
Again, depends on sun or shade. We use golf course products, so I can't give you.
But everybody sees those Scotts four-step programs. You don't discourage us from using those, do you?
I don't. I'm not crazy about the Scotts Plus with the herbicide in it because I don't think it's effective. But their fertilizers are effective.
And you said last week that, in fact, right now, meaning last week, was the right time for, I guess, the third step in a fertilization program?
Round three.
And what was the component that I should have as much of as possible in round three?
Nitrogen.
Nitrogen?
Mm-hmm. That's the first number on the bag.
And that should be larger than steps 1, 2, and 4, for instance?
Well, as long as you want to do an analysis that's 3-1-2, so 3% nitrogen, 1% phosphorus, and 2% potassium.
3-1-2, you mean a ratio of 3-1-2?
Any ratio of 3-1-2, yeah.
And nitrogen should be the larger number.
Correct.
Okay.
And a lot of towns now have taken phosphorus. It's banned from being in fertilizer, so the middle number, oftentimes you'll see a 0, which is fine.
That's okay. Make sure the first number is the larger. For Bob, I love this segment. When is it too late to lay sod and plant perennials?
Well, typically for perennials, we have a hard rule at our firm that we don't plant any perennials after October 15th. Sod, you can sod. If they keep cutting it, you can put it down. As long as it's watered, it's fine.
I have 3 6-foot-tall azalea bushes that I'd like to cut back. Any suggestions?
I wouldn't cut too much. They're very sensitive plants. And for 6 feet tall, it's pretty impressive.
So it's getting out of hand. They want to cut them back.
I would do it in the dead of winter, January, February, and say a prayer because they're just very sensitive.
When is the best time to trim and fertilize a juniper shrub?
Spring, after they flush out of growth.
This is Peter. You're on WGN. Peter, how can we help you?
Well, this seems to be the evergreen day. I have what I described to your producer as a mystery evergreen that is popping up all over my front yard. It's a tiny little thing with needles that aren't even a quarter inch long. They're kind of a frosty green. They grow fairly well. I've transplanted a few out of the yard and into a garden area, but I'm at a loss to identify the silly thing. I even tried to take a picture in Google image search and came up with nothing that was related.
Yeah, does that sound familiar at all?
It does not, but look, I would confirm if it's an evergreen, though. Is it?
Well, they stay green over the winter.
They do,
and
it's an evergreen.
They're little tiny, tiny things. A neighbor has one in his front garden bed that he's allowed to grow up tree-like, and it's about 3 feet tall. But it's real wispy, and it's these incredibly tiny needles and very thin wood.
It's not a problem. You just don't know what it is. Is that right?
It's not a problem. I don't know what it is and how to care for it. And
send me a picture of it. Send me a picture of it.
And then you could take a picture of what's at the neighbor's as well, the larger version.
And we will share it with Bob and see if maybe he can eyeball it and get you a better answer. But good luck to you on that. Thanks for the call. Just text to 312-981-7200 to pick. Hey, Bob, how do I kill my neighbor's cottonwood tree? That's a question that has just poured in.
That's not advisable. I can't comment on that.
Can you ask Bob about my sodded lawn? Had sod put in May, and now it is completely brown and dried out. Will it come back next year?
Probably not.
Well, how do you know, though? Because I've got some sod, and some of it is brown, but I think it's alive. It's just dormant, he hoped. What do you think of that?
If the sod is new and it's dormant now, it didn't.
It's dead.
It's dead. Eh. The roots didn't. It'll knit as the roots knit. When you go and tug it, and you should feel it, you know, it should be snug.
That means it's dormant. But if it just comes out,
then it never made it.
Be gone. Well, what about this? But some of that roll of sod is green and is doing great. And then splotches of it aren't, like half of it. I want to should I spade out the dead stuff?
You could. Most likely what happened is when they cut it at the sod farm, that section that's browned out, they cut it a little too short. They didn't have enough soil on it, so that it never was able to reseed or re-root itself.
And if I have paid on my student loan, oh wait, you're not that guy. We are going to pause here. WGN Radio News, President Biden was supposed to start at 1:15. It's 1:27 now. I expect he'll talk before 2. If it's after 2, whenever he speaks, we will carry it live. And with that, we have to end it today. Thanks for coming into our studio.
Nice to finally meet you in person, John.
Yeah, likewise. Bob Bertog from Bertog Landscaping.